Proponents say the initiative will be the first of its kind in the country because it's transparent and tracks outcomes. Initiative 22 aims to combine additional funding with education reforms. Democratic Senator Mike Johnston of Denver sponsored the underlying legislation. He says gone are the days when the state simply asks voters for a blank check.
What they want to know is, what am I investing in? Where will the dollars go? And how will I know what the results look like?
The roughly $1 billion would help reduce class sizes and give districts additional money for at-risk students and English language learners. It'll also allow every student in the state to attend full-day kindergarten.
This has dramatic impact not just on long-term graduation rates. It has dramatic impact on saving costs for the state on things like special education referrals in second and third grade.
Under the proposal, the average family would pay about $130 additional dollars each year in income taxes. Incomes above $75,000 would be taxed at a slightly higher rate. Kelly Maher is with the conservative group Compass Colorado, which is opposing the measure. She says reform can happen without more money.
So we have a fragile recovery here in Colorado. It's the exact wrong time to increase taxes so dramatically.
The Secretary of State's office has until early September to verify if there are enough signatures for the measure to make the ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.